talking with the experts.
In episode 563, discover Michael Tucker's strategies to generate 6 to 7 figures through virtual events and grow your business.
What products can you build, or what products do you have that you can sell that are higher ticket? Because people will pay as long as you build it outright, as long as you build the events in a way that really, adds value to them, but then opens their eyes to what's possible if they work with you. And so that's where, Rose, a lot of people miss out on, is because they run these virtual events and then they're selling at the very end a $37 ebook or a service that, to be honest, people don't want. They want something more. They want something deeper. And so start thinking today, what is that service, that product? Do I have a product that that is higher tier, that is higher end? Do I have a $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 program? Because people will buy it as long as you build the machine right.
Talking with the experts. Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson, from talkingwiththeexperts.com. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to Michael Tucker. And Michael's going to talk to us about how we can generate 6 to 7 figures with our first or our next virtual event. Now, Michael is all about creating unprecedented income and influence that can take, not so long to do with his help. And he has found a way to shorten the never-ending time span to just days through his virtual event and digital marketing secrets. After generating over $30 million in profit in just a 2 to 3 year time span for his clients, he is now ready to share that secret formula for running successful virtual events and marketing tips with an online entrepreneur who's ready to grow their influence and their income. Michael, welcome to the podcast. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much, Rose, for having me on. I'm so excited to add value to your audience. I know this episode is going to change some lives.
Wonderful. Now, a lot of us are a bit hesitant to run virtual events because, we don't know how to do them successfully, or we don't know, how much work goes into them, because I know there is a lot of work behind organizing and running a virtual event. So tell me your take on, how someone who's, in that hesitant stage can move forward and, run a really successful event.
Yeah, great question. I understand. A lot of people come to me and they're like, Michael, you really think I can do this? And the answer is yes, right? I truly believe that everybody has a mission and a message inside of them. And the best way to get it out is through virtual events. And, the cool thing is, Rose, that, with virtual events, you can start out as basic or as complex as you want. And I think when people think of virtual events, they think of these big, Tony Robbins type events, these Dean Graziosi, like you talk about like these top notch, when in reality, a virtual event can be just you throwing up a Zoom, like, we're doing now, a Zoom where we can hop in together and just speak to 10, 15, 20 people, right? And so I would say start where you are would be some advice I'd give to people. It's great to have goals and ambitions for these big events, but just start where you're at, because it is going to be a learning journey, and it's going to take a lot of practice to get really good at virtual events. And so the first thing I would, say is, if you're here and you're considering, you're like, Michael, maybe I'll do it. I'll just say, start out small. Something like a 60 to 90 minute webinar is something perfect to start out with. You don't have to start out with doing, a 3 day event, a 5 day event. Just start out where you're at and build confidence from there.
Yeah, I totally agree. I run online business events, and my first one was a 3-day event, and my goodness, it really took toll on me personally. It was very tiring, and I had like about 10 speakers each day or something, and for 3 days, and it was like huge. And now I'm running another one in November, and I'm only making it for 1 day, but silly me didn't program any breaks in there, so I'm going like from 9 in the morning till 7:30 at night, and thankfully someone's going to come in and give me a break during the day and co-host with me, so that's wonderful. But what happens when we get so excited and forget to cross all our T's and dot all our I's and make sure that we've got everything in place and that we're looking after ourselves as well, because running a virtual event can be quite tiring.
Yeah, it can be for sure. And I think that, having a good solid team is, something that's a must. Now, I'm not saying, for your first event, you need to go out and hire this big, astronomical, expensive team. But, as you grow, you definitely need to prepare for growth, right? A lot of people, the reason why they aren't hitting the numbers that they want, or they aren't reaching the people they want, is maybe because they haven't prepared themselves for growth. And so, that's just a good lesson for everybody, is just to be prepared and take time. I have a lot of friends. Like, actually, one of my friends, he's been doing this for years, and he just decided a couple of days ago, "Hey, I'm going to do a virtual event tonight." Like, the night we're recording this, he's like, "You know what? We're going to do a virtual event." Like, some people can throw it up, but sometimes it takes preparation. It may take a few weeks. So if it's just you and you're by yourself, that's okay. But just know, build a little bit more time to think about things and to prepare. I don't want you to overthink it, right? I don't want you to go to where you're months and months of planning and never executing, right? Because that's no good. But take time to think about it and plan your growth, because it's so valuable, like you said, that you're taking care of yourself, right? If you get burned out, then this is no good. It's no good.
Absolutely. So, are virtual events better than in-person events?
Great question. I tell people they both work, right? I've seen virtual events that have made millions of dollars. Like, literally, we've had, virtual events that have made $5 million in a week, right? Where we've had in-person events that have made $5 million or $100,000, So they both work. But the reason why I love virtual events is because you can be in the comfort of your home. You can be in your basement, in your office, at your home, sitting on your couch, and you could be sharing your message and your mission with almost no overhead costs. You all, like, Zoom, it's a you can get a free account. I think the cheapest version of Zoom is like $15 a month. So pretty much no overhead costs. You could be speaking to people all around the world. Like, you can't replace that. Now, in-person events have their place, but I'll say virtual events are definitely trendy right now. You're gonna see a lot of people doing it because the barrier to entry is so low. And I think everybody, I truly believe everybody, if you're listening to this podcast or watching this show, I truly believe you should find a way to implement virtual events into your business. It doesn't matter if you're a real estate agent. It doesn't matter if you are a coach, a speaker, an author. I truly believe that because the barrier to entry is so low, and because there's so many people online, you should be taking advantage of this. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, if you have a virtual event, you can reach that global audience where it's an in-person event is, you're quite restricted to a local audience. So, and you might not find the client within that in-person event that you're looking for, where as a virtual event, you have maybe thousands of people that you're reaching, and you'll find your ideal client amongst that. And that leads me to my next question is, how can we craft a client getting event that attracts our dream customer?
Yeah, great question. Since now now you know that you should be running virtual events. But I'll say that, start with asking, where are my potential customers at currently, and where do they want to go? Like, that's what I always tell the people I work with, our clients. I'll say, okay, where are they at right now? Like, if you're a fitness coach, what shape are your clients that you want to land? What shape are they in? Where are they locating? What are they talking about? What are their needs? So you need to take an assessment of where your potential customers are right now. And that's not physically. I mean, where are they at right now mentally? What are they wishing for? What are they wanting? But then also, asking yourself, okay, where's their dream destination? Right? Where do they want to go? So you know where they're at now, right? They may be, if you're a fitness coach, maybe they're overweight, maybe their health is in a bad place, they're having to go to the doctors a lot. But their dream destination is being able to fit on those old clothes and go play with their kids, right? Or maybe if you're helping, I'm just single parents, maybe it's that they can co-parent together. That's the dream destination. And so what you need to ask is what are those two things? And then how can you and your product and your event bridge the gap, right? And so you use your event to educate them and help them get closer to that dream destination, right? And so I start there. We tell all of our clients to sit down, look at that first, and then you can build an event around that gap, around that. So for example, I'll give one example, and sorry if I'm going long on these questions, but we have a client right now. She teaches businesses how to get funded, right? And nonprofits how to get funded. And a lot of nonprofits right now, they're struggling for cash. They're struggling for donations. And so she helps them learn how to get grants and other creative funding strategies so that they can fulfill their mission, right? So they can actually do the thing that they started their nonprofit for. And so the gap is the process to get that money, right? And so she runs a virtual event teaching people, hey, how to go from stressed out in your nonprofit, struggling in your nonprofit because you don't have enough funds, to having an overflow so that you can step into. So that gap there, that middle ground, is what you need to get good at running virtual events on. And so that's where I would start. And it doesn't have to be that complex, you all. I ask this question all the time, is what are the steps that I take to help my clients win or my customers win? Same for you all. What are the steps that you normally take whenever you work with somebody to help them win? And then you're going to run a virtual event on that. Meaning, if you're a health coach, the steps they usually take to help people win is probably getting them an accountability partner, getting them a nutrition plan. You're just going to run an event about those things to teach them the importance of those things and start getting them momentum. And then you can present your services and your products at the end of that event after you start getting them some wins, you start getting their eyes open to what's possible, you present your services and product, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, no, really great points. And, obviously, to run a virtual event, you've got to have a target audience. Really, there's not much point running one unless you've got some type of customer in mind. So, yeah, they're really, really great points, Michael. Thank you for sharing that. I guess, how can we use, high-end services and products to, increase our income?
Yeah, great question. A lot of people think of virtual events and they think of selling $97 products, $50 products at the end. But a well-built virtual event can actually, really, really inject some fuel and some cash into your business. We use a lot of virtual events to sell higher ticket programs. And the reason why I love virtual events to sell higher ticket programs is because the more immersion you have with a customer, the higher the chances of conversion. So, meaning the more time that somebody spends with me, the higher the chance I have to close them into a higher profit or higher ticket program. And so one of my friends one day, he said, Michael, he said, I've heard, and he said, I've heard that for about every hour that somebody spends with you on a virtual event, they'll have about $1,000 worth of trust with you. Let me say that again. He said, for about every hour that somebody spends with you in your virtual event, they'll spend about $1,000 worth of you. And I'm like, that's crazy. And so I started looking back at the past events that we did, and I'm like, huh, that's so true. Whenever I've ran an hour and a half events, I've been able to sell $1,000 products pretty, I'm not going to say easily, but it wasn't super complicated. Whenever I've ran 5-day events and I've spent 10 plus hours with people, I've been able to sell $10,000 to $20,000 products fairly simple, right? And it's all because you're building trust with people. So the question is, what products can you build, or what products do you have that you can sell that are higher ticket? Because people will pay as long as you build it outright, as long as you build the events in a way that really adds value to them, but then opens their eyes to what's possible if they work with you. And so that's where, Rose, a lot of people miss out on is because they run these virtual events and then they're selling at the very end a $37 ebook or a service that, to be honest, people don't want. They want something more. They want something deeper. And so start thinking today, what is that service, that product? Do I have a product that is higher tier, that is higher end? Do I have a $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 program? Because people will buy it as long as you build the machine right.
Yeah, and that's really important too, is to get those steps right, and get your head around all the things that you need to do, and selling that high-end product, making sure that it's targeting the right audience, and it's the price point is going to suit the people that you're targeting, and but sometimes we get that wrong because we don't value ourselves, we don't value the product or service that we're offering. And so we tend to undervalue,
Yeah, that's a great point.
our training course or program or the product that we're selling. So it's important that we get our heads around all the technical things and the value that we deserve.
No, that's actually something I struggled with for a long time was realizing the value I had. And people always ask at the end of these podcasts I'm on and shows, and they say, Michael, what would be like the advice you would give to your younger self? And that's the advice I normally tell people on the podcasts and shows I'm on is I would tell my younger self to value myself and my services more. Whenever I first started our virtual event agency and before we started taking on clients, the very beginning, I was charging for a virtual event like dirt cheap. I'm talking like hundreds of dollars. Now, for some, that may be, a lot of money. But for the services we are providing and the results we are getting, like Rose, the first client I ever worked with, I think we made him $750,000 in 10 months. It's crazy. And I was only charging a couple hundred dollars, right? And but it came down to my self-worth. And so I always tell people, if I was to go back and I'd be like, step into the confidence, step into belief in yourself, in your talents, in your skills. Because I heard this one time, and this was like the wake up call for me. Eric Thomas, I don't know if you know who Eric Thomas is, Rose, but motivational speaker, one of the biggest motivational speakers in the world, especially here in the US. And he said the difference between, well, let me back up. He said the difference between him speaking inside of elementary schools, churches, local chamber of commerces to speaking in front of Nike, Adidas, Amazon, Apple. He said one day, he said, you know what? I just realized I was undervaluing myself and I didn't have confidence. He said, now he's like, it's not going to be like this for everybody. He said, one day I just woke up and said, you know what? I'm worth more and I'm going to stop accepting those opportunities because I'm going to open myself and start accepting the bigger opportunities and believe that I deserve that. And so for you all listening today, there may be a few people here believing that you're not worth it when in reality, take a step back. Look at the people you've been able to help. Look at what you've built and take some time to work on that in yourself because that's truly one of the keys to being able to sell high tickets. So Rose, I just wanted to confirm what you said is totally true. Totally
Yeah,
true for
thank
sure.
you for that. I think that your self-worth is really important, and confidence in running a virtual event is really, really important. You have to find that confidence to be able to put yourself out there, whether it's a webinar or a masterclass or whatever, or a online business event like I'm running. If you don't have that confidence in yourself, the audience is going to know, and they're not going to watch. Doesn't matter, what kind of great guests you've got coming up. I think you've got to have that confidence within yourself.
Yeah, 100%. And when we talk about and we coach entrepreneurs on how to run virtual events, we always tell there's a few things you really need to have and have to have to make a virtual event successful is number one, you have to have engagement, meaning that you have to be engaging with people. And that's cool. But the second one is the right energy, and which kind of goes in with the confidence, right? We tell people you have to show up with energy and act like you should be there. And you want to believe how many people, I mean, you tell me, Rose, you've been on virtual events before. Like you, have you ever been just to a virtual event before and you just didn't feel like somebody believed their message, like what they were talking about? They just didn't believe about being like, I don't know. It's just like, maybe you all listening know this, but like, I've been in rooms to where you can just, the energy is this off. You can just tell they're just doing it because they saw a podcast telling them that they should do a virtual event. And so they were just doing it because they thought they were supposed to, and they weren't actually into it, and they weren't confident in themselves. And it just never turns out well. So we say that same thing. You have, in a virtual event, you need engagement, you need the right energy and confidence. And that makes everything totally different.
Absolutely, absolutely. Michael, how can we automate our events so that we get those automated profits?
I love that. There's many ways we can do that, and we could talk about this for hours, right? But one thing I'll say is, so many people, they try running so many different virtual events. Like they run this one, this today. Next week they'll run another one. I'll say the first thing you need to do is get good at one virtual event, meaning get good at one talk, one presentation, one sales process. Because listen, y'all, the Facebook ads out there, the Instagram ads, the YouTube ads, they're full of marketers. They're just trying to pull you into their product, their service, and they're going to tell you that this sales process is the best, this one is the best, and they're just going to try to pull you all different ways. I want you to get good at one thing. I want you to get good at one presentation, one pitch. And then once you have that, the power of it is there's actually softwares out there where you can put your presentation and you can record your presentation and put it into software. Like tonight, actually, I had a client. She took her presentation, she put it into this software, and then she put it on her social media. She just had her link in her social media. She did run a little ads to it, but she made like $2,000 or $3,000 tonight without ever being there. And this presentation ran by itself at 7 p.m. tonight by itself. Listen, you all, there's softwares out there. We make things harder than it has to be sometimes. There's software. There's one, I want you to look it up. It's called Webinar Jam. Webinar Jam. It's great for automated webinars. There's another one called Webinar Fuel. Check it out. Go get a free trial. I think they even have some pretty low and affordable plans there. But get good, and then you could just stick those on your website. Even if you're, let's say, I'm using agents a lot because I work with some agents. But imagine you're a life insurance agent. You can record one presentation, put in a software like Webinar Fuel. Put it on your website so when people land, they can click and watch a presentation about the power of the right life insurance policy and how it can save your family's future. And at the end of it, a call to action to book a call with you. And you can literally drive people to your website and to that webinar and get appointments on autopilot. It's crazy. I have one life insurance agent that's getting about 500 appointments per month on their calendar for their agency just through automated and virtual events, y'all. It's
Wow,
crazy.
that is crazy. My goodness, I'll have to take note of that and think about doing that for my online business events, because I think that would be really great, and you keep people coming to the website and learning about these events and getting some benefit from them.
Yeah, 100%. So it's doable. And again, there's people out there that'll help you set those up if you're not tech savvy. YouTube will even teach you how to set that up. So just know if you're like one of those people. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that, Rose, is a lot of people say, Michael, Rose, I don't have time to do virtual events all the time. We got you. That's what this solves, is like getting that time away where you can just get good at one presentation and then automate that and send it out into the world.
Yeah, I like your point about getting good at one presentation and keep refining it and keep doing it and doing it until that in your mind it's perfect. Although there is no such thing as perfect, because there's always something that can go wrong. But yeah, just keep plugging away at that one specific topic until you've got it to where you want it to be, and it's going to convert eventually, because it may not happen immediately, but give it some time, deal with a few tweaks, and just keep at it, and practice makes perfect, as they say.
Yep. Yep, I've heard many, many conversations. Actually tonight I was I was watch I have several clients running events tonight. And actually, I was watching one of my other clients. And I was thinking, I was like, wow, he's so amazing. And I've realized I've heard the same stories about his grandmother and how he took care of his grandmother. I've heard that story now. I've been working with him for 5 years. And every time I start to get emotional when he's talking about taking care of his grandmother who passed away. And now every time he makes office or he makes cookies at his office, he thinks of his grandmother. Like he just it's just he tells the story so good. And so a lot of people say, well, won't my audience get bored? Well, the goal of your virtual event is to reach new people who have never heard your story before, right? But if you get good enough at your presentation, the people who have heard will want to come back and listen to it again. And so that's the power of getting good at your million-dollar message, I call it.
Absolutely, yeah, I like that million-dollar message. That's a really good term. I think I'm going to steal that.
Go for
Mike,
it. I'll let you.
I guess virtual events are the way to go moving forward, with your business. But what are the steps to creating the ideal virtual event?
I'm sorry, can you say that last question? I didn't hear that one.
Sorry, what are the ideal steps to start and continue on with your virtual event?
Yeah, I'll say it kind of plays off of what we said earlier, right? Is getting number one, finding out where they're, where your audience is at, what they need. And then from there, I would say start with the sales process. We talked about high ticket a little bit, but I want you to really dial in and say, okay, let's work our way backwards. That's what I do with all my clients. I say, let's work our way backwards. What's the goal of what we're going to sell here? Like, what's the goal? Are we selling this product, that product, this service? And then what we can do is we can go ahead and say, okay, now that we know we're selling this, when should we put it on our calendar to try to perform and try to do this, right? So what I tell people is, it depends on what kind of virtual event, because there's many, many different kinds. There's summits, there's webinars, there's all these things. But if you're just starting out, I say start with a free webinar. It's a 60 to 90 minute class where you're just hopping in Zoom, and you may be like, Michael, in 60 and 90 minutes, that's crazy, that's bonkers, right? So I'll say just 60, 90 minutes. You can do it, I promise. Your first one may be a little shorter, but it's okay. And what you do is you just say, okay, I'm going to do this. If it's a 60, 90 minute training, I'm going to do this a month from now. I'm going to do this 3 weeks from now. And just put it in your calendar. Put it in your calendar so it can't escape. Post it on social media that you're going to be doing it in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So you keep yourself accountable. And then you start building your content from there. And the most important part is the content. And so, what I would love for you all to do, if you have a pen and paper, like you're listening to this, you're watching this, I want you to write down the word RISE, RISE, RISE. We have this RISE framework that we do. And it's pretty much this. R stands for relate. You want to have in your talk a part where you relate to the audience. It could be through telling a story, telling your story. So, in your presentation, you're going to want to relate with them. That's what the R in RISE stands for. The I is inform. And so after you tell your story and you connect with them, you're going to inform them and educate them normally for 30 to 40 minutes, right? This is going to be normally we tell people no more than three things or three steps in your webinar. So I for inform, you're going to teach them three things. It could be I'm going to teach you how to build the best nutrition plan for your blood type. It could be that we're going to show you how to do XYZ. I don't know what that is. And then the S is after you have informed them, you are going to encourage them to start. S stands for start. And this is where your product and your service comes in place. And so when you're building out your presentation, you're like, okay, this is where it gets good. This is where I can talk about what I'm actually good at, what I actually can sell them. And that's the S. The E stands for empower. So after you sell and you start your, you encourage them to start, you want to leave them on a high note. You want to leave them empowered. And so if you do all those things, you relate to them, you inform them, you encourage them to start, and then you leave them empowered, you'll have a great webinar, you all. And so that's the most important is start there with the RISE framework, get good, build out that presentation. You have it on the calendar already. And now it's just time to promote it. Time to shout it from the rooftops, shout it on Facebook, Instagram, maybe even run ads if you want. There's many different ways you can get the word about your event out.
Great, a great way to build out your webinar. Michael, thank you for sharing those tips. I think it makes it easy for people to remember the RISE and how to go about structuring their webinar in the future. Michael can be found on Facebook. You can find him on The Official Michael Tucker. On LinkedIn, The Official Michael Tucker. He's on Instagram, he's on YouTube, and he has a service at themilliondollarsecrets.com. Michael, what can people find there?
Yeah, we would love to connect with you guys. So, if you are sitting here and you're like, you know what? Virtual events are definitely something I want to learn, something I want to get good at. We want to help you. So we actually have, just a community where you can come in, we'll coach you on how to run virtual events. And we even have a service that if you qualify, we'll even run your virtual events for you so you don't have to do all the techie stuff. So if you want, you can go to milliondollarsecrets.com. All the information's there. But listen, we would love to either way just help you get your mission and message out into the world because there's somebody out there that needs it. There's somebody out there that needs your message, just like Rose is doing this podcast because she believes there's entrepreneurs and business owners that need to hear these conversations. You have that same message inside of you. So we want to help you. So just reach out, connect. I would love to see how we can help. And I'm here to serve always.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much. I mean, running a virtual event can be challenging, but if you use the steps necessary and use a step-by-step process, it's almost foolproof, to be honest. And even I've got a step process that I follow. Sometimes I don't get it right and I miss a step. Then you've got to go back and you've got to try and fix everything. But if you have a process in place, it's almost fail-safe. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your tips on running profitable and successful virtual events.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.